Hey everyone, welcome to episode 256, Mr. Rogers Parenting. Welcome to the Harmony in the Home podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Hutchison. I'm a counselor, a life coach, and most importantly, an imperfect mom doing this work right along with you. And my goal on our podcast is to go from chaos to calm, feel less frazzled, and have more fun within your four walls to have more harmony in your home. So I came across this parenting, I think my TikTok is just filled with parenting educators, which I love because I love hearing different ways of teaching the same thing that we're teaching. And he's John at Whole Parent on TikTok. It says, helping you raise resilient kids with confidence. Check out my new podcast on his bio. So before we get into this, John at Whole Parent, which you're going to love, I want to talk to you about pocket coaching. If you're on the go and need support along the way of telling me how your morning went, how your night went, how your afternoon goes, sharing stories of things that happen that are frustrating for you, or you're feeling guilt and you're feeling that shame afterwards. Pocket coaching is via Voxer, and it's like Voxer is like walkie-talkie meets voicemail, where I can give you support along the way, and it can be on the go on your own time. So go to coachingkelly.com and go to Work With Me tab and sign up there. So I want you to listen to, I found this on scarymommy.com. Says, this dad discovered an amazing parenting cheat code thanks to Mr. Rogers. It's like magic. And this is so true. I worked on this so much when I was a teacher. This was like my biggest focus, especially when that one little boy said, I feel like she's always mad at us. The energy in which I was bringing to the table was one of nagging and whining. I wasn't much of a yeller teacher, because if you yell as a teacher, you kind of get like fired. So I never yelled, but I was such a whiner. I was such a nagger. This was me when I first started. Sit down, stop pulling his hair, line up, don't push, don't shove, raise your hand. Why are you calling out? Sit on your bottom. It was just constantly redirection, which I still did a ton of, but I wasn't focusing on the other side either, of the other side of the coin, of like, wow, look at Diana, how nicely she's sitting and listening to the teacher. And listening to me while I'm starting this lesson. Wow, thank you, Diana. And give her a high five. Guess what happens? When you do that to one child, 23 other kids start to be like, oh, that's what gets me love and affection in this classroom. I'm going to do that. That's what gets me attention. Oh, I need to follow what she's doing, versus being Charlie Brown's teacher. Womp, 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 womp is what they heard, until I heard little Mark in the corner says, I feel like she's always mad at us. He was saying it to himself underneath his breath. And that moment, everything changed in my life. Everything. Because I was like, whoa, I'm this nagging, whiny teacher. Of course they're not listening to me. They're tuning me out. I'm negative energy. I'm not going to get positive behavior with my negative energy, my negativity. So he says it's the greatest parenting hack ever. Listen and see what you think.
So I just uncovered one of the greatest parenting hacks ever. And here's the context. I recently came across this study about the effects of TV on kids, and specifically the effects of Mr. Rogers on kids, and how kids who watch Mr. Rogers, for whatever reason, seem to be more patient, more calm, just more like emotionally attuned. And I, like many parents, have to get up with my kids at like 6 a.m. or 5:30 sometimes. Like this morning was like 5:45. And so I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to try. I am just going to act. I'm going to pretend to be Mr. Rogers. I'm going to speak like Mr. Rogers, like super slow paced. I'll do the impression for you in a moment, but like, I'm just going to be Mr. Rogers in the morning. I'm going to see what happens to my kids. I kid you not. My kids were usually bouncing off the walls in the morning. They're like usually tearing up the house and like going crazy. They were just like sitting with me calmly and patiently playing Lego. And all it took was me just acting like Mr. Rogers. I was just like calm and slow and just asking questions. Wow, we're making a plane. Boy, I feel like this plane needs to have some wings. I wonder which Lego would make good wings, which color the wings should be. These children were just sitting around in a circle, attentively attuned to my every word. It's like magic.
Isn't that good? And it's so true. And I can attest to this because I would have 23, 25 first graders staring at me. And I would talk in a very sing-songy voice. I wasn't speaking like Mr. Rogers. I would probably need to slow down, if anything. But I was talking in a very sing-song voice. And sometimes I would even talk in a whisper. And when I would talk in a whisper, their energy would match my whisper. And so just like Mr. Rogers, very calm, very slow, very at peace. You can sense that within Mr. Rogers. So then the peace within Mr. Rogers brings out the peace within the kids. And the same thing works with our kids in our four walls. When I was a teacher, I had to pretend like I was the actress on Broadway because these kids were so going home and watching TV and they were playing video games and they would come to school and they didn't know how to pay attention because they expected me to be a TV or a video game. And it must be so much harder now to keep their attention because the screens have just shot through the roof and the access to them. Whereas before it used to just be the TV and then they go outside and play. So kids aren't actually taught how to slow down, how to pay attention. They're getting that dopamine hit time after time after time after time. And if they're not getting the dopamine hit, they can just scroll to the next video or go to the next video game. There's so much at their fingertips and they don't know what to do about it. And their brain is learning in the way to check out and be a passive listener. But when we slow down, our kids slow down. When our energy gets softer and kinder and lighter, their energy gets softer and kinder and lighter. It's contagious. Just like if I were to yawn right now, I'm not going to do it. Probably my kids would start yawning. Even me saying the word yawn automatically brought a yawn into my throat and I just had to swallow it. Hope you didn't hear it on the mic. So try it out. Be an actor or be an actress in your house. And you will see that the calmer you are, the calmer they are. The more wound up we are, the more wound up they are. Time and time again, this is proven. They sense our energy. They're like puppies. They're like little doggies. I'm not calling kids dogs. I'm saying they are able to sense our energy like our dogs can. Cats, not so much. They don't really pay attention to energy. Their like energy is like Garfield's, like, I don't really care about you, but I'll snuggle with you, but it's going to be on my time. Puppies, dogs, the exact opposite. It's like whatever your energy is, whatever your mood is, I will match that. And that's how our kids are. They pick up on everything, especially if you have an empathic or super sensitive kid. They pick up on all of the energy. And when we calm our energy, they match that energy. And then everybody has more harmony in the home. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, mamas. Thanks for listening. If you had any ahas, clicks, or those lightning bolt moments while listening, you have to check out my free parenting bootcamp, where we take all of this to the next level and we try to create even more awakenings for ourselves so that we can connect more with our kids and never yell at them again. You can sign up at www.coachingkelly.com. And if you really want to fill up my love cup, send me an email of what your aha was, what your click was. What was that lightning bolt moment while you were listening? I want nothing more in life than for you to have harmony in your home and to learn how to be an imperfect mom like me, which allows your kids to be imperfect too, each and every day. Thanks for listening.